In the last few days, Alex Hormozi has made about $100 million using this webinar approach. Now, I've screenshotted basically the entire process of how he did it. You know, what his websites look like, what his email sequences look like. And I brought on one of the best funnel guys I know to break it down with me so that you could take, you know, one insight, two insights, three insights from what he does and apply it to your business. One of the biggest problems about, you know, growing a profitable, sustainable business is getting customers. And if you can figure out how to get customers, how to convert strangers into customers, then it's going to make your life a lot easier. Alex Hormozi has done an incredible job at figuring that out. Today, I teach you exactly how he did it. And if you stick to the end, you will be a better business operator. All right, we got Jonathan Ice Cream from the Unscheduled CEO. What is it, the Unscheduled Podcast?
Unscheduled CEO Podcast.
There we go. So you're a podcaster now.
I'm a podcaster. It's all I do. I have no other job.
Jonathan, by the end of the episode, what the hell are we going to learn?
I want to show you guys how product demos or webinars or live events can turn strangers into customers. So if you have like somehow gotten the attention of some strangers on the internet, aka you have a bit of a following, but you're like, how do I just like turn that attention into money? My favorite way of doing it is with product demos. There was some big examples of it this week from Nintendo and from Alex Hormozi, which is a really weird juxtaposition. So yeah, I want to talk about product demos. I want to talk about how you turn strangers into customers using demos, essentially live streams, Zoom calls, etc.
What I want to do today is I've got the entire Alex Hormozi Money Models book funnel flow, and I want to expose that flow so that people can copy it, but I want your opinion on the flow. So I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to show you the flow, and I would love for you to kind of narrate why this is brilliant, dumb, what people can take away from it. How does that sound?
Sounds amazing. Let's do it.
Okay, so what are we looking at here?
So this is probably one tiny sliver of the amount of emails Alex Hormozi sent. So there's when you're doing a webinar campaign, and most people don't know this, there's like three phases for a campaign like this. Phase one is the registration campaign. Phase two is the live while you're live campaign. Actually, there's four phases. Phase one is registration campaign. So this is for everyone who has not registered. Phase two is the making sure the people who are registered know that the thing is coming up repeatedly. Some of this is built into Zoom already. They have the 1 day and 1 hour thing. Phase three is while you're live, you're telling people you're live. And these are little emails that are going out while you're live. You would have gotten at least four of these while Alex Hormozi is live. And then phase four is the actual public campaign post the webinar, post the live event, where you essentially show your audience the thing that you're selling and show them like that they can get this stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Normally, if you're selling something that someone can buy immediately, the hack is to only offer something specific and special if they are doing it, if they're still live. So if it's on the live stream itself. But yeah, that really depends. So the emails, I think that Alex Hormozi probably sent approximately 6 pre-registration emails, 4 reminders during the live stream itself, 4 reminders for everyone who registered to join the live stream. And then we're currently in the phase where we're receiving the emails to get people to buy the bundle, which is usually 6 to 10 emails.
And like from a copy perspective, like what do you think about this? The subject line,
Yeah, I think that Alex Hormozi's subject lines are amazing. They're using so the style of writing that Alex Hormozi is using is called direct response marketing copywriting. It's a specific style of writing. And so when you ask me the question of like, is it good or is it bad or is it working, whatever, I think it's a really excellent version of direct response marketing copywriting, but it would be terrible for any business who doesn't want to be seen as a direct response copy marketing agency. But broadly, direct response marketing, it uses this idea of hook, story, and offer. So the hook will be the subject line and the preview. And there's often some sort of story built into it that kind of gets you excited. And then you're getting hit with the offer. And sometimes it's like spread out over multiple emails where the first is the hook, the second is the story, and the final is the offer. But yeah, I think the writing style here is it's full of urgency. It's very clear as to what you're getting. And personally, I've screenshotted every single email just in case anything gets missing. And I think there's a lot to learn in here.
There's this one line that I saw in a ton of his ads, his email sequences. Also, even during the live event, he says, I'm going to give away something to everyone. I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you it's better than an NFT, but less than a Bitcoin. And every single person who shows up live gets one. Break that down for me and why that's smart.
That's good. Although I can't even remember, because I bought everything. I spent the full, that's another thing, by the way, if you're into marketing, if you're a business owner, like I bought every single thing he had to sell on that live stream. I ended up spending like $6,000 because I wanted to see what was inside of everything. And so I can't even remember what that gift was. I have like also the, I mean, I didn't want the 200 books, but I bought 200 books. Yeah, I think the writing is very good, but it is relatively standard practice. It's a relatively standard direct response marketing style webinar campaign. So if you were to look at anyone else's live event that is in the direct response space, you're going to see the same type of email, often even the same copy. So that's the cool thing is for me as a marketing nerd, I get excited when I know, oh, that's this type of email.
Right.
This type of, and for example, I knew we were going to have the live only offer because that's the way you're supposed to do it with webinars. What I didn't know was that he was going to do 3 more days of it.
Right. Okay. We'll get to that.
There's this new thing called AI.
AI is artificial intelligence.
It's all anyone wants to talk about.
AI.
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 Right now is the time to harness the availability of AI.
This is the greatest technology I have ever seen.
The type of innovations that we're seeing are mind-blowing.
We're trying to make death optional.
I'm building a drone company.
I call him Brobot.
We're definitely in a gold rush.
People don't even want to create billion-dollar companies. They're talking about trillion-dollar companies here.
A billion-dollar company is not interesting for us.
How can I extract as much gold as possible?
What if we hosted the largest hackathon there ever was? And that's exactly what we did.
Morning, guys. A1 of building a revolutionary music app.
This is my idea.
We are building a project with Bolt for the hackathon. We're excited to show you how it works.
I'm going to stop yapping and I'm just going to go to work.
A billion people have the ability to turn their ideas into reality, into actual businesses, into actual products that solve their own problems and the problems of the people around them in their communities.
I made an app and I have zero idea how to code.
Hi. I'm Sam. I have zero coding experience, and I just figured out what I'm going to build.
What's at stake here is over $1 million in prizes.
Oh man, I'd love to win that.
Good luck to everybody, and we'll see you in 30 days.
Are we ready to handle this? We've prepared a lot. Like, you know, you have no idea until you actually kind of hit the starting line.
How are we gonna actually pull this off?
The referral program. Have you seen this before?
They did this so well. So this is something I've never been able to pull this off for myself or for anybody else. This is, so basically the idea here is that you get other influencers to push people, other influencers or other individuals to get people to turn up to the live stream and pre-order books or order books. And they then have a prize for like the top 10 people, the top 10 referrers and the top 50. Oh, I think you have it on the next page, like the prizes. But usually there's like prizes for the amount of people that this person sent or the amount of purchases from that particular affiliate. But this is something I have to say is so hard to pull off technically that we've always stayed away from it. He did it really well. And I don't know if you saw it. I think on the third day of the live stream, they announced all the winners and it was like a whole big ceremony. This is like...
I saw it. They were like butchering their names.
Yeah. Doing affiliate pro, like that's the kind of thing you can only do, I think, when you have... I mean, I'm sure someone's going to correct me and say there's an AI tool that does this really well, but it's still, it's hard to track. It's hard to keep... For me, this is always just like too... It's a step too far for my brain.
It's advanced mode too. It's like...
It's advanced mode.
Yeah. It's a nice to have. Okay. So that's fair. That's good to know, actually.
Did you see... One thing. I've never seen this done before. I wonder if you have the screenshot of this. When you registered... for the book to turn up to the book launch, he already gave you the offer to buy it immediately before the launch. Did you see that?
Are you looking at my screen right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at your screen, but I don't see the...
Pre-order the book here?
Oh, yeah. So this was a pre... Yeah, exactly. And if you pre-ordered it, you got an extra bonus. You remember you and I did an entire episode on bonuses and how powerful they are?
Yeah.
So in the direct response space, they're called MIFGIs, most incredible free gifts ever. Anybody watching Alex Hormozi's event, and I think you guys should rewatch it, you'll notice that he talks about the book maybe 5% of the time. He talks about the free gifts 95% of the time. Free gifts, things that are bundled into the product if you buy it within a specific period of time. I always say, so much better than discounts, so much better than giving money off, and such a better way of creating scarcity and urgency without having to fake it. You know, when you do, we talked about this with software, it's not like you're going to run out of software. And so you can't just be like, you have to buy it now because if you don't, we're going to run out of licenses. No, you buy it now and I'll give you this nice other stuff. You buy it later, you don't get this other stuff, but the price is the same, which is cool. Because he wanted to get, this is a cool example. He wanted to win the Guinness World Record for most amount of books sold in 24 hours. Everybody knows they can buy that book on Amazon today. So there is no rush. But the rush was he gives you all this other stuff if you buy it now and even more if you pre-order it. He cleaned up.
And then he does such a good job with like, look at these emails, right? 30 minutes later, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
Yeah. Dude, the email thing. So when I'm helping a friend, whatever, with like doing a campaign, let's say Black Friday, I ask them, how many emails do you send for Black Friday? They're like, yeah, usually like one. And I'm like, okay. Now everything depends on how much of a unsubscribe rate you're willing to handle. That's again, everything depends on the brand and the unsubscribe rate willingness, but sometimes just ramping up the emails is the simplest way to increase revenue. Like if your Black Friday campaign usually makes like 400K and you're sending three emails, you might literally make 600K by sending six emails. It sounds so stupid. We've seen it time and time again.
Yeah. If you ain't sending, you ain't winning.
Just to be clear, because people always say this, they're like, yeah, but it's annoying to get this many emails from someone. Yes, it is. But they're always playing with their unsubscribe rate. They're always testing their comfort level with their unsubscribe. They're not doing it blindly. They're not just like, oh my God, I'm so surprised people are shocked and annoyed about the emails and we got so many unsubscribes. They have a percentage in mind that they're not willing to go over, and every company has a different percentage in mind.
My take on Hormozi is this 30 minutes later is like a stretch, you know, like that's a bit much, but do whatever, like there's a spectrum from like, I send one email or I'm Hormozi to I send 100 emails, find what works for you and what feels right.
There's a higher spectrum than Hormozi and it's Russell Brunson. He sends more emails than Hormozi.
Okay. There you go.
So Brunson,
I'm new to this whole space. You're like, you teach me everything about this sort of stuff. Okay,
I spend a lot of time. I want to know what everyone is doing in the marketing space, no matter what style of marketing they're doing. Yeah. I think like if you don't have crap tons of money, like as in if you don't have loads of funding from investors, like for example, OpenAI shouldn't do this style of marketing because they do not need to. They've got a crazy product, crazy traction, and they're funded. They have their startup that's funded. This style of marketing works well for bootstrapped companies. When I say this style, I don't mean this intensity. I mean direct response, light mode. Works well for companies that don't want to have billboards, don't have the money to have like a Super Bowl ad or whatever. This style works really, really, really well. And that most of it happens over email and live streams.
Two quick notes on this email. I like how he included images, like kind of crappy images. It feels like Alex is writing this to me. And I also like how the email itself isn't overly designed. The point I'm showing here is just he's hitting you 8 days, 7 days, 3 days later. Like he's literally, you know, oh, there's going to be five mystery headliners. Like you got to show up, right? Here's a sneak peek. He is just hitting you with email after email. Yeah. It's like, look at this. Look at this.
Yeah. It's a lot.
3 hours left. Oh my God. We're live. And then he texts you also, by the way.
I know, I got a lot of text messages.
Yeah. So this is just email. Okay. So this is the standard for people who want to get, you know, convert some of your audience, either your organic audience or you're doing paid ads. This is one way to do it. Either you can do it more aggressive, more Russell Brunson, or you can do, in my opinion, a little less aggressive, which is what I would do. But whatever floats your boat. I want to then go to this point. Did you know that he was sending letters?
I didn't. No, I didn't see this.
Yeah.
I got this five reasons thing through the text message, like a video text message from him.
I think if you were in the US, just because you're in Germany, so maybe he wasn't doing it everywhere, but in the US, what's the cost for, you know, a sending a letter? I don't even
know. He said he spent like $450,000 per day on marketing in general in the lead up to the event. So
I think this idea, like he obviously did the numbers and he was like, okay, at 50 cents, you know, if it 2x is their ability, you know, their likelihood of showing up, you know, it's going to back out to profitability. So he said
this. I think this is so cool. I think this is such a, again, if you're looking at this and not getting that you could use this in your style for your business, like it's crazy. If you're running it, like if I'm starting my design agency again from scratch, and I have like a couple of people who turned up to a webinar or something, I think sending a letter like this is just so unexpected in many spaces. It's an unexpected thing to happen. It's like, what the hell?
Totally. And I think it's well done, right? Like it comes with the postcard. It's got this great image. The Cute. Greatest free event ever. Like the copy is so good.
I mean...
QR code.
Especially if you didn't know what a webinar was, this would be like, what the hell?
Right. So then you get that. I also wanted to show some of the ads. So interesting to note that he did 1,100 different creatives on Meta alone before the event.
Yeah, that's a lot more than we do.
You know, I think he's obviously, you know, he's trying to get the most bang for his buck.
Yeah.
And he's trying to figure it out, right? He's trying to get the creative that works. And as you know, you do have to do a lot of ads to see what works. A lot of people, you know, try one ad and they're like, it doesn't work, right?
Yeah. To do ads right, you have to have a lot of creative to even let the algorithm figure out which thing makes the most sense.
Totally. And then
I think we do like 30 at a time. We never have done anything remotely close to this.
After the event, he still has 85 ads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unreal, right?
I mean, his company is a machine. Like this is millions of dollars in spend per week to keep this crazy thing going. I found it funny looking at the response to this. People were like, Alex Hormozi, he always says he's nothing to sell you. And now he's like blasting everybody all at the same time. I think what people don't realize with like influencers or anybody doing free content is the idea is that you're building up a lot of goodwill to warm up the audience, to get a certain percentage of the audience to really trust the way you do things is the way that they like to hear about. And then when you have something to sell, as you saw here, like that much of that audience will pile on and just say, yeah, I want to give you money. And then of course, there's going to be people on the outside who are like, what the hell? This is bullcrap. Like he said, he wasn't selling anything.
Totally. Like that was his whole shtick, right? I'm not selling it. Yeah. I'm out here working. I'm not selling anything.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like these amount of emails.
I felt this time. So what I was saying to my business partner, I was like, you know, on day three of the live streams, I was like, he's trying to burn the whole list here. Oh. Like this is the level of marketing that he did was like burn the list level. Let's just get all the money and go and live on some island. So I as someone who has a very high tolerance for this type of marketing, because I look at it all the time, I was like surprised that he went so hardcore. Because last year, I don't know if you remember, last year he did sort of a like rug pull joke where he was pretending to do a webinar pitch. And then he was like, but actually it's all free. Forget all of this direct response marketing stuff. And everyone in the direct response space was like, oh my God, Hormozi just killed the webinar. Like webinars are dead now because Hormozi just exposed that they're all bullshit. And then this year he used the classic webinar structure. And it worked even better. So it was I was very surprised by it. Did you see the bit in the webinar where he pulled out a letter and said, hey, put the slides away. I want to read this letter. Did you see that part? When I saw that, I was like, Jason Fladlian wrote this webinar.
Well, did Jason Fladlian write the part where he drank a beer out of his shoe?
I don't think so. I don't know. I have no proof that Jason wrote this webinar at all. I don't have proof.
I'm kidding.
He did write the bit about the shoe.
That was good. Okay, I want your opinion on the websites. Like these, to me, as like a product design person, like I almost want to throw up, to be honest. But I know that this works. So walk me through on why you think this is well designed.
I think it's two things. I think that when you're trying to sell something that is like, especially in this info product space, and we call a book an info product. It's just a product where you're getting information from it. Often you have to use a lot of copy to get people interested in the thing in the first place. And a lot of like, I mean, here, if you just scan this, you know, it's a live event. You know what you're going to get out of the watching this video. You can see the CTA, although it's actually slightly blending into the purple background. You can see the timer. He wants all of this to be above the fold. They're not obsessing about design. And for me, it just does the job it needs to do. We have created much worse looking pages in a rush than this. Over the last 14 years, we've also done a lot of testing, and pages with crap tons of copy tend to do better than our slick short pages. Like our full stack facilitator in-person training event, which is like prestigious in that it's like a $14,000 500 ticket. That page is like endless. And it began as a very simple page. Now it's endless. And we kept adding to build up the conversion rate. Sometimes these cluttered, busy pages just do better than the simple ones.
Here's the affiliate page. The affiliate page is short and sweet.
Yeah. I think that was like that affiliate page is like the B project.
Yeah.
It's not the one that gets all the attention.
Exactly. I will say it is interesting to note that every page has a video on it.
Did you see the actual product page? You have it here. Did you see how long this page is?
What do you think about this page? Break it down for us.
I like it. It's the longest product page I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't know if you were able, like, even screenshot tools weren't working properly to get, like, I was using CleanShot X to scroll and get it, and it just kept crashing. So I think this page is a perfect, absolutely perfect info product, book, course, in-person event, anything. I think it is the perfect one of those pages. The copy works well. It's hitting you from every different angle. And the thing is, people don't understand that. They're like, oh my God, this page is so long. Who's going to read it? Yeah, you only keep scrolling if you need more proof. That's the point of a long page. At any point, you can stop and buy the thing. But he's making sure that the scrolling keeps going as long as you keep needing proof for the people that need more and more and more info. I think this page is fantastic. I screenshotted the hell out of it because I know it will be taken offline soon. I think it's great. The only thing that I think was confusing about the pitch versus landing on this page was the fact that I couldn't really tell what things I was getting if I just bought the book, and there was some confusion there around the actual bundles themselves, which I saw people in the chat having issues with. But overall, I think the page is excellent.
Yeah.
If my team presented me with this page, I would be delighted.
What did you think about the AI business advisor, GPT wrapper?
I mean, I bought it and have used it zero times so far. So I didn't care about it, but I just assume it's not going to be useful for me.
Dude.
So this is also a common thing. If you're selling an info product, having a live event that's coming up within the next 2 weeks, that's also a big way to get create scarcity and urgency for something that there isn't truly scarcity and urgency for in an ethical way.
Mm-hmm. And it's virtual, right? So it's like
it's
easy,
a virtual event, yeah.
Relatively easy to put on.
Yeah. Like, I won't have time to go to it. It's next Tuesday, but I bought it. I mean, I bought the full package. I bought everything. Mm-hmm. Again, I just want to see the confirmation emails. I want to see how badly their support team is fucking up when something this big happens. Because when we do events for ourselves or for clients, the support thing is a nightmare. And I'm happy to tell you their support has been a disaster and I still haven't gotten my stuff that I've paid for. Phew!
The investment, why it's practically free. Like, when I read that, that feels like sketchy to me.
Yeah, so there are things that I would never use in terms of like this. So his use of the term free was very open to interpretation. that's something I wouldn't personally recommend anybody doing. I think it was at worst, I think it was sketchy. At best, I think it was confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel like you didn't need to say that. You could have just said, like, first of all, if you've scrolled this long, if you still have fingers from scrolling this long, chances are, like, there's a good chance you're going to convert. And saying something like this, I think, is going to actually turn off a lot of people.
There's things in there that I think there was just so many moving parts in this. I think if Hormozy himself was going through every step of it, he would probably be like, I don't know about this one.
Of course.
I don't know. I don't know her, Alex Hormozy. But I was surprised he went this far. I was surprised he went all the way to Russell, all the way to Jason Fladlian, because last year he was so far away from them. Interesting.
This also was a bit of a stretch. Like, these playbooks cost $35,000 each.
Okay, I'll tell you something about the playbooks. The playbooks, when he showed them, was the moment I bought the $5,000 package.
Okay.
Not because I care about this claim, because I don't care about it. He, at one point, you have to get, like, your audience does not understand how powerful printing stuff out is, probably. Because they haven't tested that with their audience. If you're selling a piece of software and you're offering on a webinar, hey, if you join this week, we'll also send you a folder. In this case, it was a folder with 12 playbooks in it, 12 short playbooks. And these playbooks are like, you know, things that are only in printed format, which I think is a great like thing, like hedge against AI stuff. And so I was just like, actually, especially the hooks and the pricing playbook, I actually do want to have these for projects that I have coming up. Mm. And so I bought it. I wanted the printed out stuff. I'm excited to receive the folder, the physical folder. It just excited me. It sounds really stupid, but whenever we print stuff, whenever we print stuff or have printed things, people go crazy for it.
Mm-hmm. That's actually a good tip. Like in an AI world, like printing physical goes a long way.
Especially if you say there's no digital edition of it.
Yeah. So anyways, this is the longest landing page.
It's the longest.
Yeah, we got to the bottom somehow.
So yeah, I think, look, again, I'm doing a lot of caveats here because I know your audience. It's a lot of startup founders and they don't like this type of marketing. What you're seeing here is the edges of how far like you can go with that type of marketing. Nintendo then is over here and you choose where you want to be. It's not that you have to go that far to make it work. You just choose where your brand fits into this and you can have a lot of fun. So we have been doing webinars at my company for about 7 years and our webinars are silly, goofy, chaotic live podcasts that are totally insane. And they always start with me saying, "Hey, everybody, just so you know, I will try to sell you something here today. That is my goal. But as well as that, I do want to give you value." So I always say right up front for my own, not even my own conscience, just so I can relax and people aren't wondering, am I going to try to pitch them something? I always say straight up front, I am actually going to pitch you something. I really believe in what we're selling. So I do want to pitch you. And until that point, I want to give you as much value as possible. And it's just also very chaotic because our brand is like humorous and silly, lots of swearing, lots of mistakes, setting up cameras and stuff, just because that's actually what happens. And we still basically take the structure of a webinar, but we use, can you hear a baby screaming?
No.
No? Okay. You didn't hear anything. we use the structure, we use the emails and everything, and we like tone it to the way that we would like to do things. And I kind of, for my style, I use a mixture of like how Apple does it, how Nintendo does it, a little bit of Russell Brunson. And then there's a podcast I like called the Giant Bombcast, which is kind of like a chaotic video game podcast. And I just like the vibe of that. And so I bring that energy in as well. I really hope some people listening to this episode get this point that Hormozi's thing is his style, but the machinery he's using of a webinar is a very powerful way to get people to turn from strangers into buyers.
I think we're out of time, right?
Oh, I actually need to do my goddamn webinar. Yeah, I have to go. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on, man.
Appreciate you, Jonathan Courtney, or as I call him, Jonathan Ice Cream, or some people call him Jay Ice Cream. He also has a podcast, The Unscheduled Podcast. We'll include a link to that in the show notes. Thank you for coming on and breaking down and exposing Alex Hormozi's $100 million funnel. That was fun.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Later.
Bye.